Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP Section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guests.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm Ted Sarensky, and I'm here along with Scott Sprinkle to talk about the Advanced Personal Financial Planning Conference at Engage that just wrapped up this week. Scott, what did you find as highlights of the conference and things that people would really look forward to next year?
Well, one, I want to encourage everyone, the buzz this year and just the, you know, obviously there were some tax law changes, so there was a lot going on as far as technical, but just the buzz, the networking, just the overall atmosphere, so much opportunity to meet other professionals and bring back, you know, anytime you come to a conference, you hope to bring back one or two items. And I think I came up with probably 25 to 30 items. And those were the sessions I attended. The fact that when you attend the conference, you have the ability to go back and listen to any of the other sessions. It's amazing. I've got probably 30 sessions that I didn't get to attend that I have to go back to the office and over the summer, go through those sessions too.
I do that same thing. It's amazing because when you do come to the conference and you want to attend something, there's another session at the same time with a great speaker and topic that you want to hear. So having that ability is fantastic to listen to these later.
You know, for us financial planning guys, when you go to one of those sophisticated tax sessions, Bob Keebler did a session on 199A with all the new changes and everything that might occur on that. And it was an unbelievable session, but I know that I have to go back and listen to it two or three more times just to really dig into all the pieces. Yeah. And waiting for him to come out with the, once the regs come out with about his next 30-hour course that I'll have to go through.
But, yeah, that's a great point. You need to re-listen to somebody like that, because at some point you don't listen for a second and you're lost. Right. You need to catch up again.
Well, and I think that the format here with particularly for me, the estate planning and the tax strategies and the PFP sections that you can cross back and forth. And so I think if I were to go for an entire conference of tax strategies, I'd probably come out numb. But the fact you can go hit a course that you need, or, you know, the estate planning, I attended Bob Keebler's classes. Jerry Doyle did some stuff on estate planning. Steve Siegel did a great session on planning for the masses. You know, the 99% that we're all trying to plan for estate planning. Steve Oceans did one of those mind-numbing things on nings and dings, but you just get so much out of the conference that, and then you can switch back over to some of the other side. And, you know, Dr. David Kelly from JP Morgan did his economic update, and probably the best session I've ever seen him give. I thought it was just an outstanding conference.
Yeah, so some of the ones I went to, we had Vivek Wadhwa. He's a consultant professor with Cambridge University and Harvard University, and just amazing about artificial intelligence and where it really is going. And he lives in Silicon Valley and just is really on top of all that, which the information was just astounding that he went through.
I agree. I went to that one too. And one of the things I'm really looking forward to is in 5 years going to Amazon and ordering Rosie, my robot, to come home and cook and clean the house.
That was neat, wasn't it? Ed Slott is always fantastic talking about IRAs and pensions and with the new tax law changes. He had 50 minutes and about 150 minutes of material. And he talked so fast that's one I definitely have to listen to again, because it was just information and cases and information and cases. And I don't know how he does speak that quickly. And that I can't remember my own name sometimes. And he's just out there throwing all these things out there.
Totally agree. And his session and Steve Siegel's sessions were the two where the handouts were ridiculous. And you know, being able to go back again at the office and have some of those handouts, bring them out in front of clients, I think it's a great thing. On the retirement planning stuff, Wade Fowle, Michael Kitsis did a couple sessions.
His sequence of return session is just amazing. If you're not that you manage, you don't need to manage assets, but just the idea of how do you talk to clients when they're in this insecure time period of, what happens in markets and what is a safe withdrawal rate and all that. And so the evidence he was showing was just fantastic.
Right. Well, and I think the other thing, he did a session on the alpha of asset location. And again, you don't necessarily need to manage money to do that, but to be able to be part of the process and discuss that with the client and show them the benefits of, it's particularly with the new tax law, the ability to move things around. And you put that session with somebody like Wade Vowell that was going through retirement income and all the benefits of how you set up retirement income, kind of changed my idea on what I should be doing with clients and personally on some of my retirement stuff.
What's really fantastic about attending the conference too is the speakers that, like we've just been mentioning the names, in the exhibit hall, they would have Ask the Expert. So you've got a room of 1,000 people that you couldn't get to talk to that speaker after the session because another session starting. They would be in the exhibit hall at certain times, and you could go ask the expert who just presented on something any personal client question or whatever directly to them, which is a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and I think the exhibit hall also provided an opportunity just to network with other professionals. So you're attending these sessions all day, and you can go in and ask them. And that's part of the way you learn which sessions I need to go back to listen to that I didn't get to. But just the ability to debrief and kind of talk about some of these things and techniques and was great.
Yeah. And for people who haven't attended the conference, and maybe it's a first time, or maybe it's a young attendee that isn't quite sure what they want to do in terms of setting up their office, in that exhibit hall, again, where any vendor that you would need to set up a personal financial planning practice the right way, or let's say you have a tax practice, those vendors are there as well. And so that you can become cutting edge with everything you're using in your office to be more productive, to be more efficient in how you're handling your clients' work.
Right. Well, and I think there were a couple sessions. Bob Veris did one on David versus Goliath that was a great session for smaller firms and how they can compete with larger firms and actually the advantages that they have over larger firms. Then, you know, that was a great session. I also think the pre-conference opportunities were amazing. Mitch Anthony put on one. There are a couple of estate planning ones that Bob Keebler did. And then there was an implementing personal financial planning section, the 2-day session that it was really well attended also. So I encourage any of you that are going to come out to really look at those pre-conference sessions. You're sacrificing a weekend, but some of those sessions are probably the most valuable things you can do. And it really just sets you up then to kind of head into the conference and then start getting the technical ability to just continue to improve your practice and figure out how to generate better revenue.
Well, you mentioned Mitch Anthony, and there was also Ed Jacobson spoke at the conference. And these sessions are I will call the soft type skills, the skills that as CPAs we're maybe not the best at. So very important that we attend those as well, which I did. And just learning how to not necessarily talk, but listen better, how to become a better listener, how to become more effective in helping clients through whatever it is that you need to help them through. Because with that skills, yeah, that client's going to really enjoy the experience that you're going to bring them.
Yeah, and I think that's one of these conferences. This is the most technical and advanced financial planning conference you can attend. And when you figure I can do this with the estate planning and the taxes are so advanced too. But they also, like Ted said, that you have the ability to do some of these softer sections. And I think that as CPA financial planners, we're really good at the numbers generally and really good at hammering all that. But the soft skills, the people skills, it's amazing that some of the sessions you can go to on that. Adam Grant was one of the keynotes from Morton and did a session on communicating and upward evaluation was the one that got me the most. So now I have to go back and let my staff upward evaluate me. And I'm a little worried about
that. You don't want
that. I'm a little worried about that one. But it was really eye-opening to see and how the benefits that major corporations were having with some of these upward evaluations.
Yeah. And if you aren't able to attend in person, there is the virtual way to attend the conference. And I think that's a fantastic way for maybe younger staff people in your firm to attend the conference, because you can't invest as much money as you'd like to in that person, but they can attend the conference on a virtual basis. You don't have to worry about the airfare and the hotel costs and things of that nature. So you can maybe train your staff as well by doing the virtual and have them getting information that it would cost you a lot of money to get that same information.
Although I think when you look at it and the hours that you get from attending this conference. I mean, the CPA hours, the opportunities are so great, and the networking opportunities. And there is a young advisor, up and coming advisor group that they're under 40. Most of them, well, they're all under 40, but they have a lot of networking opportunities for them too. And the opportunities to bring staff people here and really let them network, as well as letting yourself network. I think those are some of the best values of coming. I'd highly encourage you, if you can't come, that's one thing, but I would highly encourage you to really make the effort, because it's definitely worth it.
Well, it is worth it, because you do sit at lunch or in between sessions, you're talking to people. I, coming to this conference, just personally have learned so much just from the other attendees that I've learned in the sessions themselves. Because we maybe talk about the session and, well, how am I going to apply what I just heard to my practice? So it's very valuable that you just don't get that in a virtual, but right. I can certainly understand.
And we're going kind of a little overboard, but I think both of us, that's how we developed our practices, and the mentoring and the networking and the ability to have somebody across the country that you can call and go through a situation, and the friendships and relationships you make over the years. It's amazing. So I just think that's another, benefit of coming.
Huge benefit, because you're sharing you're sharing intimate details of your firm with someone who sincerely wants to help you out.
Right. Well, and I think when you go to one of these sessions and you say, what are you going to do with Bob Keebler? What are you going to do with Michael Kitsis's information? Just the ability to really take it down, and or the marketing ideas that you can come up with, after the conference, sitting with people. Yeah, great opportunities. I so much so I want to get back to the office. You get up all charged up. You just want to get back to the office and kind of get going.
That's funny, because anytime I do attend this, each year I do attend this, my staff goes, oh no, he'll be back on Monday and he's going to have a whole list of things that we're going to have to go through.
And that is one of the advantages of coming here, because you got the flight home. So you can brainstorm on the flight home and write all that stuff down. So you have the assignments when you get back to the office.
Yeah, they love seeing me leave, but they hate when I come back. Well, we could probably go on and on about these things. It's tough to encapsulate all the excitement that we have at this conference. But on behalf of the PFP section, it's been Ted Saransky, Scott Sprinkle. If you enjoyed this podcast, we encourage you to visit the PFP section website and access information about the PFP section. Stay tuned for Sarah Bradley, who will tell you how to find these valuable resources. Thanks for listening.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit aicpa.org/PFP. And check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.